Russian special forces have ended the hostage crisis in Moscow by storming the theatre where Chechen separatists had been holding 700 people since Wednesday night. The troops were ordered in after the separatists had started shooting hostages. 36 separatists, including their leader, Movsvar Barayev, were killed in the fierce gun battle inside the theatre. There were some casualties among the hostages. Jonathan Charles in Moscow monitored the dramatic resolution of the crisis.
Explosions and the sound of automatic weapon fire reverberated around the night sky. Hundreds of Russian Special Forces troops had been poised to act just before dawn. They were finally given the order to move in. This wasn't a planned operation, but one which was triggered by events. The Chechens had started killing some hostages, murdering two and injuring at least two others. Some of the hostages then apparently rose up against the heavily armed Chechens. They tried to escape from the theatre. Amidst much confusion, the Russian authorities decided they couldn't stand by and watch. The Russians pumped some type of sleeping gas into the theatre to try to subdue the Chechens, but a pitched battle erupted. Most of the Chechens, including women with explosives strapped around their waists, were killed or captured. But some of the hostages also died in the crossfire. It's not known yet just how many, but some sources say at least 20 bodies have been recovered so far. Ambulances took the injured to hospital. As the hostages emerged, they looked shocked and terrified. President Putin didn't sanction the storming, but was informed only when it was underway. The Russian authorities insist they had no alternative but to act.
Within hours of the end of the siege, Russian television began showing graphic pictures of the scene inside the theatre. Cameras scanned over bodies of dead hostage takers where they had fallen, many of the men covered in blood, lying in doorways and windows where they had been apparently standing guard. The most poignant shots were of women sitting in theatre seats at first sight as though watching a show, but close-ups showed they were all dead, with belts of explosives which they had been carrying still strapped to their waists. It's been a dramatic end to a crisis which began 3 days ago when the gunmen stormed the theatre where several hundred theatre-goers were watching Nord-Ost, a musical that's been playing to packed houses. Daniel Schweimler assesses the resolution of an incident which embroiled ordinary Muscovites in the war in the Southern Republic of Chechnya.
It never looked as though this crisis would be resolved peacefully. The Chechen rebels were reported to have huge quantities of explosives strapped to chairs in the theatre and even to some of the hostages. They threatened to begin killing their captives if their demands that Russian forces withdraw from Chechnya were not met. But this was a battle that President Vladimir Putin could not afford to lose. He had staked his reputation on a hardline attitude towards Chechen separatists and had already come under criticism for the fact that so many heavily armed rebels had been able to move so freely in the heart of Moscow. When the first reports that hostages had been killed emerged, it seemed as though events moved by themselves. There didn't seem to be any obvious plan. The number of casualties is still not known, but early indications are that President Putin has emerged as the victor from this, his latest but almost certainly not his last clash with Chechen separatists.
The hostage crisis in Moscow began 3 days ago. When it ended, it did so suddenly. Russian special forces have ended the hostage crisis by storming the theatre where Chechen separatists have been holding 700 people since Wednesday night. Russian television pictures have been scanning the inside of the auditorium, showing people at first sight either asleep or ostensibly watching the play, but in fact, they're dead. We're going now to our correspondent, Sarah Rainsford, who's in the theatre square. Sarah, all night long, or for a lot of the night, ambulances moving to and fro. What's the position now? What can you see now?
Well, here on the square, it seems like order's been restored, or a type of order anyway. This is the square that was cordoned off for the last 3 days. Has been cordoned off. Now there's a line of soldiers surrounding the building itself, but in fact I've been able to get a lot closer to them than we have at any time in the last 3 days, and things here are very quiet. The road I just walked along to the theatre, there's still a lot of movement in terms of ambulances moving slowly now. It appears there's nobody on board apart from the paramedics. I also saw two or three armoured personnel carriers with troops moving away, and fire engines and the emergency ministry vehicles leaving the site. So it seems that this siege, just the 3 days of terrifying ordeal for the hostages and for their families, is now over.
Is over. There are still wide discrepancies, though, about the numbers of casualties on both sides, that's to say the hostage takers and the hostages themselves. Have you got any firm details on any of that, Sarah?
Well, the Deputy Interior Minister, Mr. Vasiliev, said that he believed up to 36 hostage takers, the gunmen, the Chechen rebels, gunmen and women, had been killed. Up to 10 hostages had also been reported killed. I saw myself two male hostages who were dead. They were in the back of an ambulance that was standing right next to where I was. There was also one man very seriously injured on board, and he was being treated by a paramedic at the time. That ambulance has now moved away. I don't know what happened to him. Also, reports coming in from the hospitals, the staff working at hospitals, saying that many of the people that were being brought in were unconscious at the time, and it appeared from reports from inside the theatre that some kind of sleeping gas may have been used, that perhaps either by the special forces or perhaps by the hostage takers themselves.
Just take me through the sequence of events. After the special forces had stormed the building, buses to take the hostages away and ambulances arrived in short order, did they?
That's right. It all happened very, very quickly. There had been reports. Anna Politkovskaya, a journalist here in Russia, who's known to be... she's been to Chechnya many times. She was invited into the building very early this morning here in Moscow time, to speak to the rebels. She spent about 5 hours in there. And she came out saying that their demands were exactly the same. They wanted the federal troops removed from Chechnya as quickly as possible. And she repeated the threats they'd made earlier in the evening, that if that didn't happen, they'd begin executing the hostages. That seems to be what happened in the early hours, that two hostages were killed. After that, it all happened very quickly. As I say, there was an exchange of fire, and in that, I believe that a number of hostages and the hostage takers were then killed outside the theatre, and then the building itself was taken by storm.
Sarah Rainsford at the Theatre Square, thank you. The bare facts then, Russian special forces have ended the hostage crisis in Moscow by storming the theatre where Chechen separatists have been holding 700 people since Wednesday night. Now, David Chazan from our newsroom has been following these developments, tracking back to the beginning of the siege and before. David, just run us through what's been happening.
Well, Oliver, the crisis began on Wednesday evening. At least 40 well-armed rebels, men and women, burst onto the stage of a popular Moscow theatre during the performance of a hit musical. They started firing in the air, and they demanded that Moscow end its military campaign in faraway Chechnya, a republic on Russia's southern fringe. The hostage takers included some widows of Chechen fighters killed in the conflict. They made it clear that they were on a suicide mission, and they were prepared to die. They're reported to have turned the theatre into a huge bomb, planting mines and explosives all around the building. And they threatened to kill the hundreds of hostages and blow up the theatre if Russian forces intervened. But they began grouping the theatre-goers by nationality. They allowed Muslims and some children to leave. And then on Thursday, some more hostages were released. But the body of one woman, who apparently was killed while trying to escape early on in the crisis, was also carried out of the building. Then a woman came out of the theatre with a message from the hostages, pleading with the Russians not to storm the building. The rebels then threatened to start killing the hostages if the Russians didn't accede to their demands. And over the next 24 hours, they set several deadlines for the killings to begin, the latest of which came before dawn on Saturday, when some hostages tried to escape and explosions and gunshots were heard from inside the theatre. Russian forces went in.
David, thank you for that. The British ambassador in Moscow is Sir Roderick Lyne, and I spoke to him as soon as the siege was over. Had the Russian authorities given him any advance warning that they planned to storm the theatre as they did?
We had discussions with them throughout the day yesterday, and late last night I had a meeting with a senior Russian general in which he warned that the terrorists were making extreme demands, that they were not negotiating seriously, that they'd not responded to a Russian offer of safe passage, and that they were threatening to kill hostages. And he said that the Russian forces were in a high state of readiness to react if the situation developed in that way. It wasn't what the Russians wanted to happen, it wasn't what we wanted to happen, but they were ready to respond in order to minimize the loss of life. And we were urging, obviously, our concern for the hostages, including the British hostages.
Concern, and did you formally approve or welcome their plan?
We made clear that the responsibility for this had to rest with them. They were the only people in command of the situation on the ground and with all the information at their disposal. We said that we were ready to offer help in any way. We discussed the way that the negotiations were going or not going and the possible variations, but ultimately this had to be a decision for them as to how they would handle the situation.
Now, your main concern, of course, will be for the small number of British citizens who were in the audience, along with a large number of other foreigners. Do you have any information about their condition, or indeed the hostages more generally?
In general, the Russians are saying that about 20 hostages appear, unfortunately, to have been killed. That would leave several hundred who have not been, and they are at the moment mostly, I think, being taken to hospital, and the whole process of putting them in contact with people is underway, but it does involve hundreds of people. I've just had about 1 minute ago a report that suggests that one of the British hostages is at the moment in hospital. I haven't had a chance to confirm this, and I do stress it is unconfirmed information. I have no information on the condition.
And that was the British ambassador in Moscow's Roderick Line. Azamek Kadyrov is a spokesman for the self-proclaimed Chechen government. What was his reaction to the news about the operation and the ending of it? Was he, for a start, pleased that the hostage takers had been killed?
It was an action which was undertaken by an independent group which has nothing to do with Chechen armed forces or President Aslan Maskhadov. And we regret that a lot of innocent people died in this action, but it's good news the casualties among civilians were minimized. But anyway, we are against loss of any lives.
So you regret that I'm sorry to cut across you. You regret then that the operation was mounted at all?
Yes. Our government and President Aslan Maskhadov didn't know about this operation. And when they got the news that this operation took place, they were worrying about what's going on. We believe that all this was just a provocation of FSB, who lured a part of armed Chechens who were not belonging to the Chechen army to Moscow just for the propaganda case. This whole event, it's a big tragedy. It didn't serve for the cause of the Chechen people.
You say that, but in some respects it might be that it has served the cause, in as much as whatever else it has certainly raised the profile of an issue which in the West certainly has rather been out of the headlines for many months now.
In that way, you are correct, because the tragedy of the Chechen people is very bad tragedy. All the world have seen now was worrying about the lives of civilians in Moscow, but every day in Chechnya, the whole Chechen people is hostage of Russian army and terror of the Russian army, according to the independent human rights organization, Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. Every day in Chechnya, innocent civilians are taken, kidnapped by Russian army, taken hostages. They are killed, tortured, or released for ransom. And Russia never allowed the free press access to Chechnya that they can see. This really big tragedy which continues now three years.
You say that, but the overriding point that seems to emerge from this is that if this operation, as you were saying, took place without the knowledge or the approval of your leader, Aslan Maskhadov, then it shows that he's not really in control of anything.
He is control of Chechen military forces, of Chechen army. But during this very cruel war, and Russian army is very big, it's very hard to control each Chechen individual of small group of people. We don't know exactly who those people were, except the mentioned Mosar Barayev, but when you look the pictures of them, they were very young people. It was some very new group organized by somebody.
And that was Azlanbek Khadiev, their spokesman for the self-proclaimed Chechen leader, Aslan Maskhadov. So, the basic facts. Russian special forces have ended the hostage crisis in Moscow by storming the theater, where Chechen separatists had been holding 700 people since Wednesday night. The troops were ordered in after the rebels began to shoot their captives. And straight back to Moscow now to join Konstantin Egert, a former foreign affairs editor with the newspaper Izvestia. Konstantin, good morning. And how do you think this is going to affect the balance as it stands between Russia and the Chechens about their bid for independence?
I think we can speak about the initial reaction and the initial setup, and then probably about the possible long-term or medium-term consequences. I think now the feeling here in Moscow, both among the regular folks, you know, ordinary people, and very surely among the authorities, and they have spoken to some representatives of the government this morning, is the feeling of euphoria, of victory. And this siege has ended with, it seems like, a minimum number of casualties. So this really makes President Putin look very strong, very clever, in command of his ministries, in command of his special forces. And obviously it makes the Chechen rebels look quite bad, at least in the eyes of the Russian society, which was not, you know, massively sympathetic with them in any case. But I think, speaking about the long-term or medium-term consequences, there are no guarantees that such acts will not take place in other Russian cities. And actually, going back to what the representative of Aslan Maskhadov said previously, it's not very clear whether Mr. Maskhadov was definitely not in the know about what was planned in Moscow. There are other indications too, though we can't confirm it definitely. So I think that nothing has really changed with regard to the conflict itself. It's still there. The federal Russian troops are still there. And the problem is still there. So in any case, even after this initial victory, and even after this probably public relations victory for the Russian cause, the roots of the conflict, the roots of the crisis remain the same, and probably at some point in time they will have to be tackled.
A public relations victory, as you say, for the Russian authorities, and no doubt President Putin will garner for himself a lot of credit. Equally, these separatists have, it seems, achieved one of their central aims, which is to put the entire issue of Chechnya and prospective independence bang in the middle of the front pages around the world, and of course at the top of news bulletins.
Yeah, that's right. In this respect, they have won the public relations victory. The problem is the cost. And I think that in the short term, they would be seen as losers because they have lost the siege and people turned massively against them. There was a lot of sympathy, even among those people who were sympathy for the victims, I mean, and even among those people who turned to be sort of peace-oriented vis-a-vis Chechnya. So, yes, I mean, Chechnya is back in the news, but is the Chechen leadership, and especially the Russian leadership, ready now for any kind of substantive dialogue? I mean, it would be very difficult over the heads of the Russian public opinion, which is, well, quite substantively hostile now to the Chechens, to reach out for some kind of negotiations, some kind of attempt to establish at least dialogue with the rebels. So I suppose at the same time, one can only testify to a very peculiar element in the Russian public opinion, sometimes changes in it, quite unexpected changes, take part or take place in a few months or, say, half a year. Probably in half a year we'll see that people would realize that this is a dangerous situation, and they would choose rather the peace option than the war option.
Konstantin, thank you very much. Konstantin Egger there in Moscow. And so a resume, a summary of the main news. The Russian special forces have ended the hostage crisis in Moscow by storming the theater where Chechen separatists had been holding 700 people since Wednesday night. 36 separatists, including their leader Movsar Barayev, were killed in the fierce gun battle inside the theater. Some casualties among the hostages, but details are not yet clear.